Grace, mercy, peace be unto you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, whose birth we celebrate and remember this day. The text is from Luke chapter 2. The title for today's message is actually, Why Shepherds? And to share with you these verses, and there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks by night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. This is our text. Have you ever heard people explain their good fortune like this? Well, it turns out I was just in the right place at the right time. It was nothing that I did. It was pure luck. Well, you know what? I think those shepherds from long ago who found their way to the stable in Bethlehem on the night that Christ was born, they would certainly explain their good fortune in that way. I mean, talk about timing. On a hillside, minding their own business, watching their sheep, vigilant, alert. I mean, always prepared in case a wild animal attacked their sheep, when suddenly they were startled by the swish of an angel's wing. And the King James Version tells the story like this. Lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all of these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. It's a beautiful story, but that still begs the question, why them? I mean, of all of the people that the angels could have invited to celebrate that first Christmas, why shepherds? I mean, they certainly were not the cream of their society. They were sheep herders. They were country hicks. They were uneducated. They were unrefined. They were the rednecks of the day, if you will. Why them? Maybe God just wanted to make our Christmas pageants more memorable. I mean, because what would Christmas pageants be without shepherds in bathrobes? Barbara Robinson tells the tale of the best Christmas pageant ever. And in her story, She says that her mother didn't expect to have anything to do with the Christmas pageant, except to make her and her little brother, Charlie, be in it. They didn't want to. And to make their father go and see it. He didn't want to. And every year, Dad said the same thing. I've seen the Christmas pageant. Well, you haven't seen this year's Christmas pageant, their mother would tell him. Charlie's a shepherd this year. Charlie was a shepherd last year, Dad replied. Now, you go on and go. I'm just going to put on my bathrobe and sit by the fire and relax. There's never anything different about the Christmas pageant. And Mother said, well, there is something different this year. What? Asks Father. Well, Charlie's wearing your bathrobe, said Mom. And so that year, Dad went to the Christmas pageant to see his bathrobe, he said. I mean, what would Christmas be without pageants and shepherds and bathrobes? How could we celebrate Christmas without shepherds? And yet, that doesn't answer the question. Why shepherds? Did they just happen to be in the right place at the right time? Or is God trying to say something to us in giving shepherds such a prominence in the Christmas story? Maybe by including shepherds, God is telling us that the gospel is for all people. I mean, think about it. It's the sort of thing that God would do. The gospel isn't just for the politically or the moneyed elite. The shepherds, they had no power or wealth. Fact is, they were at the very bottom of society. Their hygiene wasn't all that great. Neither were their manners. And they certainly weren't among the religiously elite. In fact, religious people looked down on them. William Barclay tells us that shepherds were despised by the Orthodox good people of the day. I mean, shepherds were quite unable to keep the details of the ceremonial law. They couldn't observe all of the meticulous hand washings and all of the rules and regulations because their flocks made far too constant demands on them for that. And so the Orthodox looked down on them as being very common people. But isn't that just like God? A pregnant, unwed teenager. Rednecks riding their pickups into town to check and see if that fantastic story that they've been told could be true. An innkeeper who consigns a woman great with child to a stable out back with cows and perhaps sheep if the shepherds couldn't leave some of them alone on the hillside. And finding no other place to lay their child, the humble couple uses a crib out of which the cows fed. I mean, Matthew's story may be of wise men bearing gold and frankincense and myrrh, but Luke's telling the same story. It's about mud and manure and social rejects. And that's Christmas. It's about people who are on the outside looking in. In fact, I think that's the way our Lord Jesus summed up his own ministry when he said, the blind receive their sight and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And so now, and it maybe tomorrow even, when you go to the mall or the store and you gaze one last time at all of the glitter of the Christmas season, and you marvel at all of the conspicuous consumption, and you see all of those beautiful people there cashing in their gift certificates in order to get themselves some nice presents, or maybe exchanging some of those ones that didn't quite fit, I want you to remember that that is not the heart of Christmas. Christmas is God reaching down to all of the heartbroken, desperate people in our world, refugees in drought-stricken third world countries, drug-ruined kids in prison cells, AIDS sufferers watching their strength seep away, hospice dwellers who know that this is going to be their last Christmas on this earth. I don't want to bring you down on this Christmas day. Now, it's not that at all. In fact, what I really want to do is lift you up to God's view of Christmas. Because Christmas is good news, most of all. Good news for those maybe who don't have much else to hold on to. I can tell you this, that they are all God's children. So why the shepherds? Maybe that's God's way of saying that the gospel is for all of God's people. You can't earn it. You don't deserve it. It doesn't matter who you are or what you've done. The gospel is good news for all who receive it. It's that message of acceptance and grace. And the story of the shepherds, that is part of the mystery of God. And who can understand God's ways? Think about it. Palestine, a small, rebellious conclave in the vast Roman Empire. Joseph, a carpenter by trade, and his betrothed making their way to Bethlehem. Good people, but otherwise unremarkable people. And those bothersome shepherds. But isn't that life? Who can understand it? There is no understanding to life. And I think surely you have become aware of this. I mean, when we were young and things were going our way, we would think that maybe we have it all figured out. But wait, life will take a twist. It'll take a dip. It'll take a sudden turn. And all of a sudden, the world, which you thought you had a really great handle on, will be turned upside down, and you'll see that there really is no understanding life. There's only faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love, the love of Christmas. It's an unconditional, uncompromising, unstoppable love. And that is the heart of Christmas. Love, acceptance, grace. And it doesn't matter who you are. You can live in Caesar's palace, or you can be a lowly shepherd on a Judean hillside. God's love is for you. So I invite you to give thanks this day. Give thanks for the heart of Christmas. In everything that you do, spread that love. Spread that message to everyone that you meet. Amen.